Now, that's not all. The greatest of all the abominations was the worship of the sun. Verse 16 now of chapter 8. He brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house, and behold, at the door of the temple of the Lord. Now, right in the Holy of Holies, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men with their backs toward the temple of the Lord and their faces toward the east, and they worshiped the sun toward the east. Now, this is the greatest of all abominations. They can sink no lower than this. Now, that is the thing they were doing. Now, God says, then he said unto me, this is verse 17, hast thou seen this, O son of man? Is it a light thing to the house of Judah that they commit the abominations which they commit here? For they have filled the land with violence and have returned to provoke me to anger. And lo, they put the branch to their nose. Now, there have been many ways of interpreting that. Jewish commentators of the past say that it speaks of shocking and low, degrading religious rites. And then this matter of putting a branch to the nose. You know, when a man puts his hand to the nose. And that's what they were doing to God in that day. He's angry, you see. Now, he says, verse 18, therefore will I also deal in fury. Mine eye shall not spare, neither will I have pity. And though they cry in mine ears with a loud voice, yet I'll not hear them. They have now stepped over the line. Can't go any lower. God will now judge. And my friend, God loves you. God will save you if you'll come to him by faith and trust Christ. But my friend, God also judges, and he's a holy God. And he makes no apology for it, and he's righteous. And we can say with Paul, is there unrighteousness with God? No, there's none. God forbid. God's right in everything he does, and if he judges, that's right. If you don't think so, had it ever occurred to you? You may be wrong. And it would be quite a thing if this generation today was wrong and God was right. I'll let you in on a secret that they don't know. And we'll just keep this secret to ourselves. And it's this. God is right and this generation is wrong. God will judge sin.